Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real as Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Paige Yates
and Taylor Yates.
And in this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team.
How you doing, Mom?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Anything fun lately?
Yes. I went on a cruise to the Caribbean.
Oh.
I very kindly got invited by a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And
what'd you do in the Caribbean?
So we went from about every day we went to a different island.
Oh, cool. So what part of the Caribbean is that?
So we flew
in?
Into San Juan and went
Puerto
from St. Thomas.
Oh.
We went to St. Kitts. Mm-hmm. We went to St. John's,
mm-hmm.
Barbados. So we had, you know, kind of hit lots of different islands, which mm-hmm. was really fun. Probably the best day that we had was on Barbados. We took a catamaran out and snorkeled and saw sea turtles and tarpons, and that was kind of fun, and then had lunch. So it was really a great trip, and it's always good to get a little bit of sunshine during these winters.
Yeah.
New England. So
yeah,
it was good.
Very cool. So this month, we're talking about this new accessory dwelling unit law in Massachusetts. And this week, we're going to do a little bit of a deeper dive, talk about what real estate agents need to know. And last time, we talked about, you know, kind of the overview.
Law.
Well, mm-hmm. just that it's coming, right? That you can build these things called accessory dwelling units, which are like small apartments attached to a home or maybe in a detached garage by right. Like, no, you can't really stop them.
So can I just clarify mm-hmm. that a little bit? I think for people that are unfamiliar with this is that in many towns, we have single residential family zoning. So you mm-hmm. can only have one family living on a piece of property.
Correct.
What this law does is allow the accessory dwelling unit to be built or added onto, which offers some flexibility towards the homeowner of trying to either stay in their home, mm-hmm. help their children, or even if they need to, maybe help with cover some of the expenses of living as they get older and older.
Right. So maybe we can talk a little bit about like what specifically the law says, and because I think there's still some confusion over what's being allowed, right? So I think first of all, the law takes effect earlier this month on the 2nd, and the default that the state put out there is like short of the town implementing any restrictions, these ADUs can be 900 square feet or half of the total living area of the primary residence, like the single family home,
whichever is
less. I think it's whichever is less, because maybe it's whichever is greater. But the idea is like, we're not talking about big places.
Correct.
So we're not talking about building like a second home on your property. What is it? Is it less or greater? I should know this, but
it's smaller, whichever is smaller.
Yeah.
So,
okay. That's what I thought. Cause I'm thinking like my house is 1700 square feet, if you can believe it.
Wow.
So it would be wild if I added 900 square feet to that. That'd be like a fundamentally different structure
right.
on the property. Whereas adding 50% is a smaller deal.
I think what people need to understand is I currently live in a neighborhood where it's all single family residents.
And they're all like 4,000 or 5,000 square feet, right?
Well, all different sizes.
Yeah.
But what this allows me to do without them saying no, the town saying no,
mm-hmm.
is to add on up to 900 square feet or one half of the size of the house, an accessory dwelling, and they won't forbid me to do it because I'm in a single family residence area.
Correct.
And I think that will be big for many people that live in town and want to, as you said, maybe been forced to move out of the town because taxes get to be too much, or forced out of the town because they can't afford to maintain the house, but they
right.
don't have anywhere to go.
Right.
So I think the big news is towns can't prevent this to be done to a current single-family residence.
Correct. And so there's a couple of caveats in there, right? So number one, the single-family one I think is really interesting. So it's wherever single-family homes are allowed by right. Actually, no, I think it's where they're allowed at all. So in Belmont, we've got this interesting thing where single families are allowed everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Every single zoning district we have allows for single family homes, at least by special permit. So if you want to go into, say, like a business district and build a single family home with a accessory dwelling, you kind of can. If you get that, in our case, it's by special permit, but you can bolt that on. So they're very much attached to single family home zoning.
As a realtor, and people are beginning to ask these questions, or is there both the positive, why is it a positive thing for homes to be able to have it? And what would be the negative to the community to have this law, the ADU dwelling? So my next door neighbor wants to put on a 900-foot ADU. Is that bad for me? Would neighbors feel like it's not good?
Let's add one more caveat and then let's tackle that question. So one more caveat is the other zoning law, like your zoning bylaw still applies. So let's say you have a non-conforming home, right? It's like too big for the lot, right? And you want to go to the planning board and say, I want to build an ADU, right? And I want to add to my house so I can build an ADU. They can say no because it's like your house is already too big for the lot that it's on. And that matters for these trade-offs you're talking about.
Yeah.
So the two concerns that have come up in my town, at least, have been what is the impact on neighbors, right? So kind of what you're saying, if your neighbor wants to build an ADU, what's that do to me? And then impact on the town services, right? How much extra town services does it cost to provide, to allow for ADUs?
And are the taxes adjusted accordingly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To have a new 900 square feet as part of the residential area.
Right. So number one, the impact on the neighbors. The answer is if you feel the existing zoning bylaw protects you, provides you sufficient protection from whatever your neighbor wants to build on their property, then you're fine because ADUs don't necessarily have to be allowed to go beyond that. In Belmont, we're allowing it a little bit beyond the baseline zoning law because 70% of homes are non-conforming in Belmont. So if we were to, meaning like they don't fit the current zoning.
Right. Well, that's because all the zoning laws were increased.
Yeah.
So size of lots increased, frontage increased.
Correct.
And there was a lot of pre-existing homes that don't fall into those current.
Exactly. Like all these houses were built 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Before I think zoning bylaws were even a thing. So we have relaxed the laws specifically for ADUs a little bit to allow for them to be constructed. So if you're concerned about that, just again, watch the planning board debate and read the bylaw and see what do you think it'll do to your neighbor's house? And then the second question was taxes. So more square footage, more
increase
taxes.
Increase in taxes, yeah.
It is going to increase your assessed value. And then town services, it's actually kind of hard to figure this out. So what happens is people are like, oh, it's going to overburden the schools, right? And you're like, okay, well, like, who do you think's going to move into 900 square feet, right? It's probably not going to be like a lot of people that are bringing like six kids with them, you know, to put into the school system.
It may be teachers or firemen or professionals, librarians, you know, that need housing inside your town.
Yeah.
And nurses.
And this gets into more of like our world of real estate where these are really expensive to build. It is probably not a financial winner to build an ADU just to rent it out. Maybe it's a financial winner to build an ADU so that you can move into it and then rent out your bigger house. But people keep on asking me, what do I think is going to be the financial impact on Belmont? And I'm like, all indications are it's going to be a wash, maybe positive, because the reason people are going to build these is most likely going to be because their parents are getting old.
Yeah.
And they want to keep their parents nearby.
Or they need some flexibility if their parents move in or can't afford to stay in the town or need someplace to live, or if their parents are living in their home and they want to keep them in their home, but they need to have some place to house a caretaker.
Yeah, correct.
Which, or in some cases, the parents need the first floor and the caretaker has to stay on the second floor.
Right.
Right, depending on what's built.
Exactly. I think if you want to build an ADU, expect a higher tax bill, right? You're adding square footage, so that should not surprise anyone. I don't know about the impact on the town, net.
Just as a curiosity, just as a projection, in Weston, there's, say, 3,500 homes.
Mm-hmm.
What, with this new law, what's your best guess as far as people even trying to use this law to build an ADU? Do you think we'll, in the course of, or Belmont, I mean, in the course of a year, do you think we're going to see 10 people do this? Or do you think it's one of those things where people just don't know enough about it or haven't heard about it, so they won't do it?
My best guess, for Belmont at least, is that we're going to get like 10 to 50. And then in Weston, no, I think total. Oh,
total.
Yeah. And in Weston, maybe 10 to 20. That's based on who do I think is going to use this. It's going to be people who are creating space for family members.
Got it.
I think we've got that on the agenda for next week because I think it actually can make your house much more marketable to have one.
Got it.
But why don't we take a quick break and take a question from the audience. Did you know that Paige and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs too. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today. Okay, so how will you leverage your knowledge about ADUs to better serve clients looking to buy, sell, or invest properties with ADU potential? I would say if you're selling, you should always ask, could I put an ADU on my property? Right? Because that, it's going to be very situational. Some of them, it's going to be a huge winner. Some of them, it's not, you know? And I don't know that I would ever advise a client to build an ADU before putting it on market. Like, that seems like the juice ain't worth the squeeze. But if you have one, that is gold, because there's a lot of people out there in Boston now that want to buy a place where their parents can stay.
I also think, too, there are probably a lot of people that have already modified their houses to have two families.
Mm-hmm.
And those people will now be kind of in a position where they are officially licensed to do that,
mm-hmm.
not having to be under the radar and making adjustments to their home. So the law is you can't put a stove into a kitchen because that becomes a secondary living space. So I think that will be very good for people that have already kind of tried to address this issue.
Exactly. Well, thanks for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yatesboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yates Team Boston.
That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcast. If you like this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston or on the web at yatesboston.com.